Excellencies, dear colleagues, ladies and gentlemen, Switzerland welcomes the opportunity to engage in this crucial discussion on just transition. The Swiss government places a high priority on ensuring that the energy transition is both just and inclusive. We firmly believe that a strong focus on upskilling, vocational training, and continuing education and training is essential to equipping workers with the skills needed to adapt and shift towards a sustainable industry. Given Switzerland's decentralized and federalist system, the responsibility for training and education primarily rests with the cantons, rather than the Swiss Confederation. In line with this federalist structure and the absence of a national industrial policy, it is primarily the industrial sectors, specifically private companies, that provide continuing training and education for workers. In this context, the Swiss Confederation plays a supportive role regulating and facilitating these educational opportunities. In Switzerland, approximately two-thirds of young people pursue vocational training, such as apprenticeships. Hence, as the energy transition progresses, we anticipate an increased need for professional reorientation to keep adult workers at the forefront of innovation and ensure that no one is left behind. In the energy sector specifically, Switzerland faces a huge challenge. We need to replace some 900,000 fossil fuel heaters with renewable energy system, improve the energy efficiency of more than 1 million buildings, and switch to an electric supply based entirely on renewable energy. Adding to that challenge, there is a shortage of qualified people in the sector, across all levels and in almost all training programs. Recognizing that professional reorientation, technical and vocational training are crucial to address this challenge, the federal government has launched a national program called the Construction Sector Training Offensive. This national program aims to join forces with the cantons, the construction industry, and training institutions to address the pressing needs. A roadmap of 32 measures across four fields of actions is designed to meet the needs of the construction sector. While the federal government provides the strategic direction, the building industry is responsible for implementing the measures. For example, 13 energy transition cooperatives have been founded all over Switzerland with the aim of planning and implementing photovoltaic systems. These cooperatives offer non-professionals hands-on training opportunities in the photovoltaic sector through professional reorientation. In light of that, Switzerland strongly encourages decentralization and the involvement of business associations in leading adult education and training initiatives for a just transition in the energy sector. Thank you.